AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Israel carried out a series of massive airstrikes overnight, hitting suburbs of Beirut. Rula Amin with the UN High Commission for Human Rights also says it's cutting off a main border crossing.
The Israeli airstrikes overnight targeting the road in the no man's land at the Masnaa border crossing has put a halt on traffic, effectively closing off this route for vehicles at this crossing. And this is the main entry point for tens of thousands of people.
The blast in Beirut's southern suburbs sent huge plumes of smoke and flames into the night sky and shook buildings. Former L.A. County Sheriff Jim McDonnell has been named to head the L.A. Police Department. Discontent has grown in Los Angeles over public safety. McDonnell says he's ready to get to work.
To grow our department back to full strength through a solid recruitment and retention campaign. To strengthen public trust, the foundation of all we do, to further develop community relationships, and to be able to take that to new levels.
McDonnell will have to make sure the department is ready for the additional security challenges of the 2026 World Cup and the 2028 Olympics. The government is reporting solid job growth last month, much higher than experts were predicting. The attorney general in Michigan says four people intentionally voted twice in the state summer primary election near Detroit. Felony charges have been filed against the four, as well as public employees accused of enabling it to happen. A prosecutor in New York says jurors picked for the trial of a man who severely injured author Salman Rushdie in a knife attack likely won't hear about the fatwa that authorities say motivated him to attack. An 11-year-old Egyptian girl and her 18-year-old sister were among those killed after Mexican army troops opened fire on a truck carrying migrants. This is AP News. Video game makers are working with the Shawnee tribe in Oklahoma to bring a sincere representation of their life to a new game. Shawnee chief Ben Barnes loves to play video games, and he was contacted by video game maker Firaxis.
I knew exactly what they wanted, because I knew that it had been almost 8 years since the last Civilization title.
Civilization VII is making a playable character out of the Shawnee's famous leader, Tecumseh.
Taki ne na toki.
Of course we should see ourselves reflected in every media. So we took advantage of the opportunity to make our star shine.
Developers knew to properly represent the Shawnee leader, they would need the input and blessing of the Shawnee people. Lead producer Andrew Fredrickson says they are happy.
And to hear that they are, it's kind of gobsmacked at awestruck.
Civilization VII is expected to be released next year. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.